You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Over the last few weeks, we've been preaching on applying biblical principles to government. It never occurs to some Christians that God actually cares about who is in office and who they vote for and whether the person that is running for office that they vote for is a Christian, has biblical or will support biblical values. Many Christians don't even realize that the Bible speaks to these issues. But the Bible does. God created government, and He has laid out clear guidelines for what roles government should play, and also what authority government has, and what types of people should be in office. I would encourage you to go back and look at those past sermons. You can view them on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. I also would encourage you to go to floridavotesvalues.com, where we have voter guides, where you can actually see where the candidates stand on these issues that are very important, these issues that matter to God, and they should matter to you as well. George Washington, the father of our country, first president of the United States, and the commander of the Revolutionary Army, he said this: the federal government can never be in danger of denigrating into a monarchy, an oligarchy, or any other despotic or oppressive form, so long as there shall remain any virtue in the people, in the body of the people. Daniel Webster, early American jurist and senator, also, you may have read the Webster Dictionary, he said this: if we and our posterity reject religious instruction and authority, violate the rules of eternal justice, trifle with the injunctions of morality, and recklessly destroy the political constitutions which hold us together, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us that shall bury all the glory in profound, all our glory in profound obscurity. Those quotes are very, very pertinent for us today. We're going to just briefly go over some of the concepts we talked about in the past. Just fly right through this, but then we're going to cover some new ground today as well. So rulers must recognize God is our Creator. Rulers must read God's law and fear and obey God. Rulers must be just. Rulers also must judge people, or judges must judge people justly. Our constitution and laws must be based on God's law. Rulers must honor God. Rulers must defend innocent human life without exception. Rulers must defend marriage as God defines it and as God created man and woman, a man and his wife, to be joined together. Rulers must return the law of God, the Bible, prayer, and creation science to schools. By the way, we might add that churches should start preaching the full counsel of God, not just the select passages that talk about his blessings, but also the parts that people don't want to hear, the parts that talk about sin, the parts that talk about God's judgment on sin. So it is important that we actually read the Bible. Christians need to return the Bible to our homes and to our lives. Christians need to be reading the Bible. You need to be reading the Bible. If you're not reading the Bible every day, and I'm not just talking about a verse a day, really at minimum, I believe you should be going through the Bible once a year, at minimum. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidates will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, and more. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com. It's time to boot up. Log on. A Faster PC Radio is on the air, ready to answer your computer questions. This is your host, Brian Longworth, with A Faster PC. We are here ready to answer your computer questions. So, hey, get your questions ready. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. That's the number to call to get your computer questions answered for free right now, 772-340-1590. You can also head over to our Facebook page, where you can not only hear the show, but also see the show. What do we mean by that? Well, that means that sometimes you'll be able to see into the studio. Sometimes you'll be able to actually see our logo, which has our phone number, 772-878-5978. And sometimes you'll actually be able to see my computer screen as I show you the steps that I go through to resolve computer problems. And that's what this show is all about. It's about showing you how to solve your computer problems. It is heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour. By the way, you can get to our Facebook page one of two ways. Either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC, and we have over almost 23,000 likes. You can also go over to our website, afasterpc.com. Click the link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. You'll hear the show and see the show there. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And remember, when you have computer problems, A Faster PC solves computer problems. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your questions answered again. And I said, well, that's what happens when you call the swap shop. So we, you know, he did say he had to call back. But, yeah, if you've never heard Cliff, boy, he's a one man show there during the swap shop. So that was pretty funny. I always love Cliff hearing people when they call up and they're like, I want to be on the swap shop. And you say, well, hey, you're on the swap shop. What do you want? pretty odd there. So, all right. So we have, do we have, Dennis on the line?
Hello, Dennis.
Yes.
Welcome to a Faster PC Radio. How can we help you today?
Hey, Brian, I've got about a six-year-old laptop with, I think, the original version of Windows 10 that didn't have any of the security questions if you have a problem with your password. And I'm kind of locked out of it. I cannot remember my password. Do I have any other recourse other than wiping the thing clean and starting over?
So the thing is, with Windows 10, there's a few ways of getting your password back. Now, one thing is if you have a local account, you can get the password back. It's tricky to do. Basically, what has to happen is you have to have a USB key with Windows 10 on it. And the Windows 10 installation files, and it has to be bootable. You then have to boot from that, go to a command prompt. There's a series of commands that you type. What happens when you log into your computer? There's a little accessibility feature that allows you, if you were, let's say, hard of seeing or hard of hearing, there's certain features that you can add that help you log in right off the bat. Well, what happens is you use a series of commands to actually copy that file to another location on your hard drive. Then you copy the command prompt to that file. You actually replace that file with the command prompt file. And then you reboot the computer. When you reboot the computer, you actually click on that little accessibility window. And when you click on that, or that little accessibility icon, when you click on that accessibility icon, that'll launch the command prompt because we changed the accessibility file name to, we actually changed the file to be the same as the command prompt file. There is a series of commands that you type to actually change your password. Now, if it's a Microsoft account, and Microsoft really, really wants you to use a Microsoft account, what a Microsoft account is, Microsoft account allows you to actually have certain features such as Find My Computer. Like, let's say you have a Microsoft account and you've turned Find My Computer on in the settings, then if your computer is actually stolen and reconnected to the internet without wiping it out first, you can actually find the location of that computer, sort of like the Find My Phone feature on an Apple iPhone. It's really a feature. But with a Microsoft account, you can go to Microsoft and to their website, and you can change the password. You do have to have access to the email address that's associated with the Microsoft account to do that. Now, right. You know, that first step is a little bit tricky, and that's something that if that's too tricky for you, you know, something that you're not comfortable doing, we can actually help you out with that. And that's something that, you know, we could actually help you out with that today, even if you were to bring your computer in to a Faster PC this morning. We actually do have technicians that are standing by, ready to resolve computer problems, ready to solve your issues. So we can actually get over there and help you out with that.
Can you give me an idea how much something like that would cost?
Yeah, so we check it in for an hour labor, which is $60. And in most cases, we really can't see a scenario where we wouldn't be able to resolve that within that time.
That's great, Brian. I think I'll do that. I'm not sure about it today, but soon I think I will trust you to take care of that for me.
Yeah, not a problem. You don't have to bring it in today. You can bring it in whenever. We are open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 on Saturday. And, we solve all kinds of problems. And so, we can help you out.
Very good. Thank you, Brian, for your help.
All right. You're welcome. You're welcome. And so we are here. We do have Alan here with us. Do you want to say hello, Alan, to everyone?
Hello, Alan, to everyone.
Alan is always a jokester. You never quite know what he's going to say. And if you've listened to Team Martech on WPSL or WCNO, you probably know that already. In fact, I understand, Alan, that you did Team Martech by yourself from, I think, even WPSL and WCNO with the help, of course, of whoever was. I know Dave was in the studio at WCNO, and I don't remember who was in the studio at WPSL with you.
Well, Joe was lobster fishing, and he only caught 3 lobsters in 2 weeks. It was not a good lobster trip for him, but he said he had a lot of fun. But it's interesting, Brian, that after the break, I have a scenario that I want to talk about with you, but there's not enough time before the break. So if anybody wants to call us and ask any computer questions of Brian, 340-1590, right, Brian?
That's right. And I do want to just mention that we do get feedback from our listeners. And I know that we get feedback both from people online that are watching the video, the live video on Facebook. We also get feedback from people listening to WPSL, WCNO. The one customer that came in this week that found us through Swap Shop, he actually said, you say your number, but you say it too fast. So Alan will have to help me remember to say it a little bit slower. We'll put it on the screen for those that are looking on Facebook as well. But it is 772-878-5978. 772-878-5978. That's the number to a faster PC. And, of course, the number to be on today's show is 772-340-1590. Again, 772-340-1590. That'll get you on today's show. You can also type your question into the comment section right there on Facebook as well. We do have people joining us on that video. By the way, some of the questions that we answer, we'll be able to actually show you our screen and show you the steps that we go through. You'll actually be able to see my computer screen, see the steps that we go through to resolve those computer problems. So it's pretty cool, pretty cool way to do it. And, hey, we're going to be talking and answering Alan's question and maybe yours when we come back. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to A Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your computer questions. This is Brian Longworth, host of A Faster PC Radio, and I do want to answer your computer question right now. So, but I can't answer it if you don't give us a call and let us know that you have a question. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your computer questions answered for free. Again, 772-340-1590. You can also type your computer question into the comment section of the live video that's going on right now at Facebook. So to get there, you go over to facebook.com and just search for A Faster PC. We have about 23,000 likes, not quite 23,000 likes. You can also go to our Facebook or our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And again, you can not only hear the show, but see the show. Sometimes as I'm answering questions, what'll happen is I'll actually be able to show you the steps that I go through to resolve those computer questions and those computer issues. So again, head over to our Facebook page to see that. And if you're not at a place where you can watch it right now, that's fine because you can watch this at your convenience. We're recording it. You know, so you know what? Later on when you're free, watch it. You can watch it on a smartphone, on a tablet, on a computer. And we also want to let you know, remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to work on your computers. So you can actually, well, if you want to have your computer worked on, 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie, we're on the east side of US 1, and we are here ready to answer computer questions as well. So, hey, give us a call. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. We're back. We're ready to answer your questions. So give us a call. And 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. We are back ready to answer your computer questions. And of course, here, Alan actually has a question for us. Or an issue that he had come up. So go ahead, Alan.
Well, thank you, Brian. What I wanted to talk about is many businesses and banks especially, they want you to go green on your monthly statements, and also financial institutions like brokerage firms love when you do that because it saves them money. But There may be a problem with that, and I want to talk about a personal scenario that in December I paid a larger payment on my credit card because I always pay off my credit card on or before the due date, so I'm not charged interest. And it wasn't until my April statement that I happened to look at the last page of the statement, because I didn't go green, and I see an interest charge for 2020 of $421. Well, I knew I shouldn't have an interest charge because I always pay off my credit card. So I called the bank. And the bank said, yes, I was right. And they did credit back to me the $421 interest. It was Bank America that did that. However, if I just happened to not look at the back page of my statement, because there was nothing on the statement before that, that even gave me a clue, even in the months that they charged me interest in January and February, I would not have known that the bank had wrongly taken $421 out of my account. So, to be honest with you, I would suggest that if any institution or business that asks you and puts pressure on you to go green, I'd be very careful in making that decision, Brian.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, some people may want to go green, but you've got to, you know, and it sounds like the bank was maybe a little bit tricky there. You know, so you want to just make sure that you're actually, you know, looking at those statements. One of the things that we're doing in our business, and we've done this, we probably have eliminated 40 to 50,000 pages of paper where we're just scanning things in, but we're doing it in such a way that we're able to easily and quickly retrieve that file a lot quicker than we can actually even retrieve another file. So you've got to, and maybe work if you want to go green. And I know some banks, they'll actually, depending on your balance, they'll charge you a fee if you receive a paper statement, but won't charge you a fee if you receive the e-statement. So you have to choose. Do you want to pay that fee, or do you want to do something else to avoid the fee, or do you want to receive this e-statement? And definitely you've got to be able to look at it. You know, typically it's going to come in you know, where online you may see one thing like a summary of the statement, but then there's a PDF, which stands for portable document format. It's an Adobe file, and Adobe is the one that created the file. It can be opened with Adobe Reader. It can be opened with your browser now, your Chrome, Edge, Firefox. Even I believe Internet Explorer is capable of opening up a PDF, so you can actually view it right there. But you know, it probably would be good to view those. Take the time to view them, just like you would do if you're getting it in the mail. But that requires a little bit of, you know, you have to remind yourself to do it because you're not seeing it in the mail. So that's a good point, Alan. And you know, we'll definitely as we're moving into some of these, you know, technology, and you know, you've got to look and see, and it does sound like, you know, there may be Bank of America, and you imagine, I mean, you can kind of think, if they did that to 1 million people, and only 10% of them caught it, well, how much money is that, you know, that they really are wrongly charging people. So anyway, we do have John on the line. We're going to the line. John, welcome to a Faster PC Radio. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Brian. I have I have XP computer. I use an Outlook XP. And I'm having problems inbox. I can't delete messages or receive messages, but I can send messages.
Yeah, so you're, I believe you said you're using Outlook Express. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
So one thing that happens with Outlook Express, and I can't really demonstrate this because I have a Windows 10 computer, and Microsoft did away with Outlook Express after Windows XP. Outlook Express does have a limitation on how many emails can be in the inbox. Let me see. You know what? I might be able to actually open up my Microsoft Outlook and just kind of demonstrate, even though it'll be a different program, it will be kind of the same concept. And you'll see how I've really even done this. Although Microsoft Outlook is able to handle much more. Microsoft Outlook is able to handle much more. I'll verbally describe this for those listening or those listening on the radio, but just know that I'm showing my screen right now, and for anyone that's watching the live video over at Facebook, you'll be able to see this. If you're not watching right now, but you want to go over there later, you can do that, and we'll be able to actually show you that. But you see my inbox, and by the way, I have...
I don't have Tablet on.
That's okay. You can go there later. I'm going to verbally describe this for others. But on my inbox, I actually have a ton of emails. I would never... By the way, 79,681. I'm embarrassed. That's how many unread messages. And, of course, a lot of these are maybe automated emails, or I'm on a list, this list, that list, that list. You know, by the way, these are not spam. I've gotten rid of all the spam, but when I click on this, I can actually see the emails that are in my email box, and I have created additional folders underneath that. And you want to create them outside of the inbox. Typically, you're going to be able to create a new folder by right-clicking. Go to the level above inbox, right-click on that in Outlook, it says personal folders. I don't recall what it says in Outlook Express. But when you right-click, it'll bring up a window that gives you additional options. And one of those options is new folder. So let's say your inbox had, you know, let's say you get bank statements from Bank of America or from Chase or from BB&T or something like that. What you can do is you can just create a new folder and do that by clicking on new folder and then type in the name. So I'm just going to type example new folder. Now, and then click OK. Now, with this example new folder, it's empty right now. But I could actually go over to the inbox, and let's say here's Rapids Water Park. Because I went there one time with my son. I actually went there more than once. I'm going to actually rename this folder. I think I can rename it. Yeah, I'm going to rename this Rapids. And what I can do is going to sort that alphabetically. I can actually take this Rapids Water Park and actually drag that into the Rapids folder. Now, one thing that Outlook, or the full version of Outlook does also is I can actually even create a rule where anything that comes in from that email address automatically goes into this Rapids folder. Now, you may want to do that. You may not want to do that. And I don't recall whether Outlook Express has the ability to do that. But if you do have the ability to do that, it might be a quick and easy way to help sort out your email in the future, so that so that your inbox doesn't get so many emails that it stops working. So what you can do again is you'll want to create multiple folders and then start dragging email from various categories into those folders, into the appropriate folder. You can also create, if you didn't want to have a specific, like let's say a Rapids email for the Rapids or Rapids folder for the Rapids email, you can just create like a inbox two or saved email 2009. You know, if you go back that far and just copy everything from 2009 into that folder, you can do a 2010 folder. You can do it however you want to do it. So that's one way of dealing with this. You've got to get fewer emails in the inbox. Another way to do this would be to go to a different program. So there are, Microsoft does have a newer program that can be installed on Windows XP, and it also can be installed on all the other versions of Windows through, you know, from Windows XP all the way to the current version of Windows 10, although Microsoft doesn't support it anymore. That's called Windows Live, and they have Windows Live Mail. I actually have that installed on my computer, and that is something that you can use. You can also go, the same people that make, you see Windows Live Mail here in the list. And again, I know you're not watching you're not watching right now. If you want to, you can do that later. But Windows Live Mail, Microsoft doesn't support it anymore, but it does work. It doesn't have some of the limitations that Microsoft Outlook has. Another program that you can go to that is still supported today and actually probably is a better program to transition to if you want to transition to another program would be to go to download Thunderbird. So what we're going to do, I'll actually show you this on the screen. And again, I'll verbally describe this for those and for you, John, that are listening on the radio. But you'll want to actually do a search for Thunderbird email. And this is put out by Mozilla, the same company that puts out Firefox. And you can actually go, the website is actually thunderbird.net. You can go www.thunderbird.net or just thunderbird.net. That'll take you there. You can click on free download. And by the way, this is one program that's free that's safe to download. Some of the ones that say free download, they're not quite safe. Now, they will ask you to donate. You don't have to donate, but if you want to, you can. You click save, or it might automatically save depending on your browser. You see it's actually downloading here. I can actually launch that program when it's finished, and it will actually install. Now, the question is, will it automatically pick up your Outlook Express email? It may do that and may give you the option to automatically transition all of that email over to Thunderbird. And you will need to know, by the way, your email address and your password at least, possibly. You may need to know the incoming and outgoing mail servers, which would be a POP3 or IMAP for incoming and an SMTP server for outgoing. You can get that at your email provider. So hopefully that helps. And if not, give us a call at our shop and we can help you with any of that.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station. And stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them.
Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. We are ready to answer questions, ready to answer computer questions. And, you know, we have another caller on the line. But right before we get back to there, I know Alan had a follow-up to the last call. So, Alan, you want to share that, and then we'll get to our next caller.
Yeah, when you have so many emails, like I've got you beat, Brian. I've got 193,000 emails.
Wow!
Can you go back and delete emails en masse, say that are older than 2 months or so?
Yeah. So what you can do? I'm going to switch over to a full screen. I'll verbally describe this for those that are. that are listening on the radio. But again, you know that you can go to our Facebook page at your convenience after this is over. You don't have to wait for a certain period of time. We're here. So I just pulled up Gmail because this is webmail. Now, one way that you may want to do this, if you, let's say, I know you mentioned Yahoo, so the steps would be very similar on Yahoo. You could go to yahoo.com, you could log in, and you could access the email through webmail. You can also, if you were enable, I know you have to enable this on some email addresses, like Gmail. You go into the settings, and you can enable POP3 or IMAP. With POP3, you can actually receive the information, the emails. If you wanted to save them, but you wanted to get them off of the server, you can actually go into an email program like Microsoft Outlook, Thunderbird, like we talked about in the last segment, or another email program. You could actually configure it to delete the emails after a certain period of time. You could configure it to delete them after 14 days. You could configure it to delete it after 30 days, you could do 365 days probably. So you could do more. Now, on the web mail, typically you'll have an option to you'll have little squares, and you can click on those squares to delete select emails. You also have at the top, you have a main square where you can select all of the emails in that list. However, what this does is it selects just the top 50. You do have this option, at least with Gmail, to select all of your emails. And in this case, that's 8,657 emails. That's the ones that are in the primary. Gmail does divide things into primary, social, and promotions. If I wanted to go to the end, you see here I have one of 50 of 8,657. There's a little arrow to the right that I can click. Some webmail applications, now this is going to go one to the right. So I'm going to have to continue to scroll to get all the way to the end. Some email applications may have a button where you can go all the way to the end and work your way back toward current. Really you could delete everything on depending on the webmail provider, the email provider and their webmail system. You may be able to delete everything. You may be able to delete 50 at a time, but you can do that. Now, one of the things that's going to happen when you delete these, they're going to go into, and most likely, in most cases, they're going to go into like a trash folder or a deleted folder. And you'll have to actually go there and delete the trash as well, because that's something that, you know, if we go on through the list here in Google, it actually has more. Let me see. Somewhere here, they do have a trash folder. So that you have to empty the trash, and then the emails are totally gone. So there's a few ways to do that, and we can go over that. But we have a caller on the line, and we have, I believe, let me see, this Jay? Is that who's on the line?
Hey, Brian, it's Jay Paul. You know,
yes,
our old, you've been took care of our servers for so many years at the company I used to have.
Yes.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Yeah, doing really well. Hey, I just got a question. I use, as you know, a MacBook.
Yes.
A Firefox. And recently, Firefox did an update, and it will not resolve my Facebook page. It'll show my, kind of in the upper right-hand corner, my account and name and all that, but nothing will appear on the page. And I've tried to go to some settings to, see if is some kind of firewall blocking content or what, but do you know anything about that?
Well, I haven't heard anything about that particular error. One thing you could do, though, is you could actually, and this is something we do with Windows-based programs, and you can do this with on a Mac as well. The steps are a little bit different, and I actually, you know what, I do have a virtual machine that's a Mac, but I think it's going to use too much of my resources while I'm streaming. I use a lot of my CPU and RAM, so I'm not going to open that up to show you that, but you can actually uninstall Firefox, and with Macs, I believe you do that by dragging the program to the trash. That uninstalls it, and then you could use Safari to go to Firefox.com and then re-download it and reinstall Firefox. Now you may already have the installation file downloaded on your computer, and you may not need to download it again, but if you need to, you can go to their website and do that. And that's really probably the first step to look at to see if that can resolve that issue. And it could be an issue that other people are having. You could even search on the internet. Quite often when these updates come out and you're having a problem, quite often other people are having a problem. Maybe not everyone that uses it, but sometimes certain people that use it are having that problem. But if it's not a problem with that update, it's just a problem maybe with the installation was a little bit corrupt, you uninstalling it, reinstalling it may resolve the problem. I had a problem. Worked on a problem this past week with AOL, and this was on a PC, but when he clicked on, let's say, off of the email to old email, it would just sit there and spin, and it never would show the email. But on webmail, we went to AOL.com in a browser, and email worked fine. So we were able to click on all the other icons, and they worked fine. So we uninstalled AOL Desktop Gold and reinstalled it, and lo and behold, it worked. So hopefully that happens, and hopefully that'll work for you.
Yeah, I did open up Safari and was able to, Facebook worked fine on Safari.
Right.
So I'll try that uninstall and reinstall and see if that works. And
yeah,
appreciate the information, and good to chat with you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
Remember, if you go on Safari, to wear a mask and keep social distance.
So for Alan's sake, and I know Alan's a jokester. He's always going to be looking for a joke. But Safari, for those. And I know that there's a ton of people listening that have no idea what Safari is. Safari is a web browser that is created by Apple, and it's the default web browser when you first, if you have a Mac or a MacBook, you're going to have Safari. And so that's something that it's going to be the default, but you can install another browser and make that your default browser. And so that was a good one, though, Alan. You always know how to bring up the good jokes. So one thing that is helpful, whether you have a PC or you have a MacBook or something like that, it is helpful to have a few different browsers. You have Microsoft Edge if you have Windows, and you may have the new Edge, which is the new version of it. You also can get Chrome, you can get Firefox. I'm using Vivaldi, which is a Chromium-based browser. And you can actually, the new Edge is a Chromium-based browser as well. One thing I did want to mention on updates, some updates sometimes can cause problems. And one of the things that we've talked about here on a Faster PC Radio We've talked about the Windows feature updates, and we've talked about the 2004 update. I do want you to know that some people that install that update are having problems with their network drivers after installing that update. And if that's the case, if you run into that problem, we've already dealt with this and we've been working on resolving it. Just know that's a feature update. Again, I'll click over here to go to settings. So if you click start, you click the start button, go up to settings and Windows 10, and then to updates. This will actually install the updates, but there's also this, if you don't already have the Windows 10 feature update to 2004, you have that option in many cases to go there. In my case, it's not ready yet because, you know what, I turned off shared downloads. So Microsoft's kind of waiting to get that file over to me. We'll probably talk about that another time. Another way you can actually see which version of Windows you have is hold down the Windows key, press R, that brings up the run command, and type WinVir. So if you have Windows 10, this is going to tell you the version that you have. I have version 1909, which presumably would have came out in September of 2019. Typically they run a little bit late, and they really, without COVID, probably the 2004 would have been named 2003. 2004, we didn't actually start seeing it until about June, though. So a lot of times they run like a month or two late. I've got some updates here that are pending, and I'll go ahead and get those downloading, get those updates installed. It's good to make sure that your computer is updated, but just know some of those updates can cause problems. If they do cause problems, well, we've probably seen it, and we can help resolve those problems. We do this on a regular basis, and we help customers all the time resolve computer problems, and that's what we're here for, is to help you resolve. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We will be closed Monday for Memorial Day. I want to encourage you to take time to remember those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice so that you and I and our children can enjoy freedom. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Applying Biblical Principles to Government, where we apply the Bible to both government and to this current election. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidates will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, and more. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com.